Edge Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two amazing guests. We have Johnny Alves and Shelly Knight. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. It's Johnny Alves here, 24-year-old Elvis tribute artist. Great to be here for a second time here. Thank you again, Linda.
Yes, Shelly.
Hi, everybody. I'm Shelly Knight. Happy to be here and happy to be here with Johnny.
Awesome. And Shelly does Linda Rodstad. So how did you get to doing a tribute to her?
I have loved Linda Rodstad my entire life and always sang her songs. So in a duo that I was in, I just kept choosing her songs over and over again. And then I started to see Johnny perform and all these tribute artists. And I thought, geez, if I ever did a tribute, I wonder who I would do that for. And then I thought, yes, Linda. I know her songs, love her songs. And that's kind of how it began.
Yes. Okay. And Johnny, I know you've been on the show before, but people that are first time tuning in, maybe let them know, how did you get into Elvis?
You know, it's funny. There's so many kind of little stories how it kind of started. It's like one story was like, you know, my mom got me started, of course. But, you know, I just, you know, whether I saw an Elvis movie and I said, Mom, you know, what's that? And it's like, oh, his name's Elvis and all that stuff. And it just kind of grew from there. And I started listening and heard about Elvis at, you know, a young age, like 5 years old. And then just kind of gradually just started like liking his music and all that stuff. And then, yeah, then here I am kind of making a career out of it.
So, that was amazing, yeah. Yes. All right, and you two are doing a show together. Tell everyone about this big show.
So when we talked last time and all that stuff, I think we just finished and wrapped up a show that her and I did, and another friend of mine that does Elvis, Two Kings and a Queen. And it was at the Poco Theater, mm-hmm. And it was great. It was great turnout. And I said to Shelly, I said, you know, we should do another show, just us. And,
yeah.
You know, the last show we did was with Trax. So I said, let's just liven it up a little bit. Let's bring my band involved.
Ooh.
And make it a show, mm-hmm. if you will. And so it's been months. Probably just in July, we just started talking about this, and then just, you know, planted the seeds, and then here we are, and got the venue, and yeah, just we're getting excited and pretty stoked. So
yeah, so the House of Comedy. Mm. Oh my goodness, yeah. So that's in New Westminster, and how much are the tickets?
I believe it's $40. $40, yes.
Awesome. Yes. Okay, and tell me about the Rockers.
Yeah, the Rockers. They came in the picture at the White Hart. You know, we did shows together, and we were doing shows together at the White Hart and all that stuff. And I just, you know, Bill, that's in our band, he knew Dirk, and Dirk was a Johnny Cash tribute artist and all that stuff. And you know, I remember Dirk, you know, he was saying things like, oh, this kid's going to go somewhere and all that stuff. And he even told me firsthand. And so it was just great to kind of get his blessing to be a part of his band, because it was originally his kind of band. And then unfortunately he passed away suddenly and surprisingly. So when he passed away, Bill, one of the original leaders, our lead guitar, he stepped in, and then the rest of the boys joined in, and I said, let's keep going and keep it going for him, for Dirk, for his legacy, because I know he would have wanted me to prosper. So here we are, and now we're getting Shelly in, doing some Linda stuff, and the boys are excited for that, and they're excited for this show, because they know that it's like it's going to be fun. So
perfect. Okay, and we're going to hear a little clip of what's the first one about? The first song.
Yeah, I think the song that we're doing is Lolly Miss Claudie. It's just a nice, really awesome song. It's Elvis did it in the 50s, and then he kind of made his own little twist in the 70s as well, and speeded up a little bit with his more brass band. So it's a good song, and it's a good clapper.
Right here on CJSF. Right, so tell me about that little
clip. Well, I wasn't really singing in that, folks. I was kind of rushed clicking buttons to get some recordings. I actually sent these recordings to Linda actually just a few hours ago, and I was just busy. I had a senior home gig this afternoon, and I was just like, oh, maybe I should, because, you know, you wanted me to send something.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really have Nick this time to do guitar, so I thought I'd send some tracks, but I kind of pressed too many buttons.
Too many buttons, so that's
so the next one will be for sure.
Yes. How is Nick doing?
Nick's doing okay, you know. He's you know, living life and all that stuff. You know, he's just he's doing good. You know,
And you guys went to the Pemberton Elvis Festival?
Yeah, the Pemberton Elvis Festival. Yeah. We it was great. He came up. He wore the jumpsuit on his bike.
Woo-hoo!
It was a great day. Thank God. If it was raining, he was still gonna wear it and go on the bike all the way up there. But thank God it was sunny and everything.
Yeah.
And he wore the suit. We took a lot of pictures and videos, if you've seen on Facebook. And I think he raised about $400, $500.
That's still great. So, oh my goodness, woo, know, so Nick, that's
more
amazing.
More than it's yeah. You know, anything counts, right?
Yeah, exactly. So Nick wore his Elvis suit. Did he have a wig as well, or just that was his hair?
No, he didn't have it. He had to put the helmet on, so it wouldn't make a difference.
So he rode his motorcycle with an Elvis outfit. Do you know how far he went? I can't recall.
I mean, it was like a 3-4 hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our breaks too. So
yes,
you know, and a lot of people were staring at the gas station when we filled up and all that stuff. So
amazing. Okay, and here in the studio we have photographer and videographer Donder Cole. Say hello.
Good evening, everybody. Looking good.
Yes. And we also have Mark and help me out.
Gail.
Sorry, Gail. I just met them, and yes. So we have Mark and Gail also in the studio. You can say hi. Hello. Hello. Woo! Awesome. And we were just on a 360 photo booth, and we'll post some of those photos later on. Yeah, but let's start. Let's get to, I want to say Linda, but it's Shelly. I know, right? Shelly, you just came back from a trip from Greece.
Lucky.
Yes, absolutely. From Amsterdam to Greece to Italy to Turkey to Rome and to Paris.
Oh, wow. So was this like a tour that you went on?
It was a cruise.
It was a cruise.
Yeah, it was a two-week cruise with a few layovers. So we saw the Eiffel Tower at 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Which was really great. And it was wonderful. It was like a movie.
Mm.
Absolutely wonderful.
Was this your first time or you've been on a few cruises?
We've been on a few cruises and now that's going to be our lifestyle. That's it.
Awesome. Okay, so tell me about this song that you sent me. I think it's Desperado. So why did you choose this one?
I have loved this song forever. And for me, the words, I'm not sure what other people's interpretation of this song is. But for me, when I listen to it, I think about somebody maybe struggling with addiction and, you know, just sort of offering some hope that if they're really struggling, there might be an opening for them. So I think about that when I sing it. And again, I've sang it since I was probably 10 years old. And I just went down to Lindsay's studio on Tuesday night and just recorded this. So we'll see how it sounds.
Before it's too late.
Yeah, so you must be killing it at karaoke. Yeah.
I think all the karaoke singers leave once she sings the song.
I'm like, oh no,
it's like, my time's done. I'm done. She beat me.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so I wanted to talk about, I know how Linda Ronstadt did an influence on you. Are there other singers that you also like to listen to?
100%. Any female vocalist that I sort of have my list, even when my granddaughter was born, I played those for her endlessly and just let her listen to, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Amanda Marshall is another big favorite. My absolute favorite is a woman named Laura Fabian.
Laura Fabian.
And you have never heard anybody sing like this angel. Just an absolute beautiful singer. And so those are my sort of go-to, my influences. And anybody that just really has a strong female pink, any strong female vocalist, those are sort of my favorite.
Is she a French singer?
Yeah, she does French and...
And Italian?
And Italian, and she was actually married to Corey Hart.
No!
Yeah, and she's from Toronto.
What? Oh my goodness, I love Corey Hart! Yeah.
As much as I love Celine Dion, I was like, oh, this woman is,
Okay.
She's great.
I'm going to play some Laura Fabian right here on CJSF.
Adagio, maybe.
I don't know where to find you. I don't know how to reach you. I hear your voice in the wind. I feel you under my skin. Within my heart and my soul.
Amazing. What a voice.
Isn't she just amazing?
Yes.
Love it.
Okay, Johnny, so I heard you went to KISS last night.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
I've had a, like I said to Dawn when I walked in here, I said I had a KISS, what you would call it, KISS hangover, I guess, if you will.
Amen,
though. It was well worth it. It was my first and my last time. Hopefully not my last time. Gene, I hope you're watching. Come on, you still got it. You can wear those boots. Come on. it was amazing. When a lot of these musicians come to, you know, Vancouver and that, and they have these big sets and on big stages and, you know, maybe lights and pyro or whatever, you go and see them on video in the States and they have all that. But sometimes in Canada, they don't pull out the effects. I don't know if it's that, but for when KISS came, they never stopped. They pull out all the stops. And it was like, it was just awesome. It was like back when KISS was in the 80s. Like, they never missed a beat. Just amazing.
Don, you were there. And Gail, you were there?
Yeah, we were there.
What did you guys think of the show?
Awesome.
So, funny story. I don't know if you saw my Facebook Live. I'm pretty sure Don saw it.
Yeah.
And Shelley, when we got there, we went and got a bite to eat at you've probably heard of this place, Anton's.
Yes.
Awesome Italian place. Mm-hmm. And so we got there early, and then we were going to the venue and killed some time while miraculously our front tire went flat. And so we were on the side of the road off, somewhere in downtown Vancouver.
Right.
West 6. And we had like 2 hours before showtime. But, you know, we had BCA, and usually BCA takes about 2 hours or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, they came in a half hour, but we were like, oh, my God, why is this happening and all that stuff. So,
but you made it.
But we made it. Yeah. We just made it, got our parking, and, yeah, it was great. And, yeah. And then we went after. I told Dawn, too. I said we went after. We went to this called the Pint.
Yep.
Public House.
Yes.
And we went in. And we had a friend there from the Okanagan that came for the show. Went in there, and you just hear KISS music. And on the big screen TVs, there's KISS music videos playing and all that stuff. So we get in there, and everyone's like, they're drinking, and they're having a great time. And one lady there, elderly lady, whatever, just looked at me. Because my hair wasn't styled like this, but it was enough that they could see that.
Elvis in ya. Yeah.
And so she was just looking at me weird. And then I guess she went up to the guy that was DJing, whatever, and after one KISS song was over, Hound Dog came on. And it was like, oh, and everyone started screaming, and he looked at me, and they're like, yeah, come on, shake that leg, you know. So anyway, I did a little lip curl and everything, and they started screaming, and that was it. That was my 90 seconds of fame. There we go. So.
All right, well, we're going to play your next song here. What's this one?
Okay, well, this one, if I leave, this is Lottie Miscalli. This is the one I was saying last time, but it went to a track that had no words. I was pressing buttons too fast and all that stuff, but this one is me singing. It's an Elvis cover. It's a good one, upbeat. It's called Lottie Miscalli.
Here we go.
Baby, I know it can be me. Well,
down the road I go. One more time, baby, come on, whoa. Now it's all by my, my, me.
Yeah. All right, Don, you're going to tell me about your experience at the KISS concert.
Well, when you're over 30, that's a great time to have a midlife crisis. So I showed up at the KISS concert in makeup, Paul Stanley makeup, and it was a gong show. I lost count of how many people wanted pictures with me and how many pictures I wanted with other KISS people all dressed up. It was 11. And the band put on they're a hard rock band, so if you wanted to get your rock and roll yeah yeahs out, this is the place to do it. So it was more, it was just as much circus as it was a musical event.
And
nine out of 10, 10 out of 10.
I saw that you posted, you almost got kicked out.
Uh-oh.
I was handing out hockey cards promoting my next KISS tribute show. And it's the equivalent of walking in with your pizza joint and handing out 50% discount coupons on pizzas. You can't do that.
Okay.
And I understand that. But I saw the correlation. I'm promoting KISS at a KISS show, but they gave me a warning, and we had a very friendly conversation. I found them to be very professional. They treated me with a lot of respect. We had a couple of jokes about it. But it was like, you do any more of those cards, man, you're out. I say, hey, man, those cards are going away.
If Gene was there, he would have said all for it. Let's just, you know.
You know, Gene would have liked that. I think the band would have got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
There is a certain ethical...
Certain line.
Yeah, a certain line. And, you know, I wasn't really getting too out of control. But, yeah, handing out a promotional flyer for my KISS tribute band.
At a KISS concert.
Inside. I was doing it outside before and after the show as well. But inside, what did I give out? 500 hockey cards inside, 500
really?
Handshakes, kissed about half a dozen babies, and two wedding proposals. So keep you posted.
Amazing.
Great evening. Kiss hangover.
You had competition. There was a lot of people dressed as Paul and jeans.
Tons of Pauls and jeans. And I had pictures taken with them as well, because I'm doing a coffee table book on that.
There you go.
All these people dressed up as KISS.
I love it.
But I like where Johnny Elvis goes, I had a hangover, because you're still buzzing the next day of the show. So it was phenomenal. So, yeah.
All right. And we're going to hear Shelley sing after the break.
Hi, I'm Brent Morrison, the host of the Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
And we're back, and that was at the Rock and Blues Show. We love to promote each other's shows here on CJSF, so I thought that would be very fitting for this evening. Okay, so we're going to play It's So Easy, and here we have Shelley Knight on CJSF.